in a small town in Montana. That book, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, changed my beliefs about money so dramatically that my use of its principles attracted financial success to me in a way I had not previously imagined. Thinking or growing rich hadn't been something I had much interest in, but shortly before discovering that book, I had decided that I wanted to modify the way I earned and increase the amount of money that I received. And so it turned out that my attraction to Hill's book was a direct answer to what I'd been asking for. Soon after encountering Think and Grow Rich in that Montana motel, I met a man in a motel in Minnesota who offered me a business opportunity that was so compatible with Hill's teachings that for 9 joyous years, I focused my attention on building that business. During those 9 years, the business grew into a multi-million dollar international enterprise. And in that relatively short time, my finances grew from just getting by, which was all I'd previously really wanted, to reaching all of my newly inspired financial goals. What I learned from Hill's book worked so grandly for me that I began using that work as a textbook to share his success principles with my business associates. But looking back, even though the teachings had worked extremely well for me, I became aware that only a couple of my associates had received the huge financial success that I had wanted all of them to have. And so I began to search for another level of answers that might be more effective for a broader range of people. As a result of my personal Think and Grow Rich experience, I became convinced that the achievement of success was something that could be learned. We didn't have to be born into a family who had already discovered how to make money. We didn't have to get good grades in school or know the right people or live in the right country or be the right size, color, gender, religion, and so on. We simply had to learn a few simple principles and then consistently put them into practice. However, not everyone gets the same message from the same words or the same results from the same books. And so, as soon as I began asking for more understanding, Richard Bach's enlightening book, Illusions, happened to come into my awareness. And although Illusions brought me to one of the most thrilling aha days of my life and brought some concepts that began to open my mind for the phenomenon that I was about to experience, it contained no additional principles that I could consciously utilize in my business. The next accidental discovery of an ultimately valuable book for me came while I was just killing some time in a Phoenix library. I wasn't looking for anything, but I happened to notice a book high on a shelf entitled Seth, S-E-T-H, Speaks by Jane Roberts and Robert F. Butts. Seth, a non-physical entity as they call themselves, had dictated through Jane a series of books, and I read them all. And as strange as that form of communication may have seemed to most, Esther was extremely uncomfortable with it at first. I had always tended to judge the trees by their fruits, and so I looked beyond the strange aspects and focused on what to me were the positive, practical parts of the Seth material that I felt I could utilize to help others improve their life experience. Seth had a different perspective on life than what I had heard previously expressed, and I was particularly interested in two of Seth's terms. You create your own reality, and your point of power is in the present. Although, as much as I read, I never felt that I truly understood those principles, I somehow knew that there were, within them, answers to my questions. However, Jane was no longer in physical form, so Seth was unavailable for any further clarification. Through a series of fortuitous events, in a manner similar to the Seth and Jane experiences, Esther, my wife, began receiving the material that's now known as the Teachings of Abraham. Should you like to hear one of the original recordings detailing our introduction to Abraham, you can find our free Introduction to Abraham recording as a 70-minute download at our website, and that's www.abraham-hicks.com. That's abraham-hicks.com, or you can get it from our office as a free CD. In 1985, when this phenomenon began with Esther, I could sense that this would bring the answers to my desire to better understand the laws of the universe and how we might be able to naturally, deliberately work in harmony with them in order to fulfill our purpose for being in physical form. And so, about 20 years ago, I sat with Esther in a small cassette tape recorder and plied Abraham with hundreds of questions on primarily 20 different subjects, mostly regarding practical spirituality. And then, as other people began hearing about Abraham and wanting to interact with us, we produced those 20 recordings and published them as 2 special subjects albums. Over the course of 2 decades, millions of people have become aware of the teachings of Abraham as a result of our many books, tapes, CDs, videos, DVDs, group workshops, and radio and television appearances. Also, other best-selling authors soon began to use Abraham's teachings in their books and radio, television, and workshop appearances. And then, about 2 years ago, an Australian television producer approached us requesting permission to build a television...